Hello, Pot.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you, Mr. President?
Prime Minister, I'm glad to talk to you again.
I'm very pleased at this opportunity to welcome you again on behalf of the people of Canada. This is a very great occasion. I wish you could have been here. Here we have representatives of the United States, the Consul General representing the Ambassador, Colonel White, the Commander of the Alaska Force in this connected with this project. And I only wish that you, instead of being at the Atlantic coast, were here in northern Canada with us to meet not only with the Canadians, but generally with Americans who are present here.
Well, thank you, Prime Minister. I'm delighted to speak to you all the way across from the coast of New England to the western part of Canada and reaching into Alaska. I want to congratulate you and the people of Canada upon adding a great new link to the communication system that binds this continent together. And I know that the governor of Alaska and all of the people in our 49th state welcome this great addition to their contact with Canada and the rest of the United States.
Yes, Mr. President, this is a fine illustration. What I have just spoken of, the practical cooperation of the Canadian-American partnership. And as I conclude, may I say this, Mr. President, you give us leadership in the world contest for the hearts of men. We wish you all good fortune. We wish you that vision which will bring about peace for all mankind.
Well, Prime Minister, I want to express my congratulations to you again. I think that this great new effort, I think, can show us what can be done, once again, by the people of Canada and the United States. I want to congratulate you personally, and also to express our very best wishes to you and the vigorous people of Western Canada.
Thank you very much, Mr. President, and the best to you.
Thank you, Prime Minister. All right, bye-bye.